Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
621 WCCO. Dave Lee here in the morning news. 16 fog and mist in the Twin Cities. Southwest winds at 4, dew point at 15 this morning. Blois Olson talks politics every day here on the Morning Take. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
Is there a coup taking place among Minnesota Republicans?
Yeah, it looks like there is. There's four members, Cal Barr, Tim Miller, Steve Drazkowski, and Jeremy Munson. The four of them have decided, and they have informed the speaker, who will be the minority leader, Kurt Dowd, that they will caucus separately, that they will create their own caucus, the four of them. They want their own office. They want their own staff. And that they're blaming it on the attitudes and actions by Dowd and his supporters that have been hostile since Tim Miller and Jeremy Munson ran for leadership positions and lost. It's very unprecedented. We haven't seen this happen before. And going into session, it's showing that there's going to be, you know, probably some drama and some different dynamics as we open this up.
Wow. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, there's been members that have switched parties. There's even been members who went from one party to be independent to create their own caucus and have their own staff. But I've never seen more than one of them, and I've never seen four of them do it together. They say that they want more transparency in the legislature and that they're willing to work with Democrats on that as well. And they started to downplay it after the weekend. And I know Chad had Speaker Dowd on Friday afternoon, and this wasn't out then. It came out late Friday, and so I think we're still learning about it, and we'll learn more today.
What are we going to learn about our state income tax this coming year?
Well, the Department of Revenue is starting to give some guidance on how people are going to file their income taxes. Of course, the state did not pass tax conformity, which after the federal government passed the tax bill, the state was supposed to pass conformity. Now, they haven't done it, and they've gotten a waiver from the IRS for some of these things, but it means that many people with more complex tax returns are going to have to file two different ones rather than using their federal return to drive their state return or to fill in their state return. And we're learning more here as we go. And I think there's still an outside chance the legislature passes some sort of simple fix in the early days of the legislature to give the Department of Revenue at the state level the tools they need to make it easier for tax filers.
There will be a headwear in the U.S. House of Representatives. Have you heard any controversy about that recently?
Yeah, there's going to continue to be controversy. Over the weekend, a conservative pastor named E.W. Jackson began his radio program outraged and went on a rant. He said that now the floor of Congress is going to look like the Islamic Republic. Well, Ilhan Omar shared that story with the Hill newspaper and the Washington Post and said, well, sir, the floor of Congress is going to look like America, and you're just going to have to deal. So I think Ilhan... I think these distractions, getting them out of the way now rather than when they go into the new Congress probably helps. But, yeah, I think there's going to still continue to be some people who point to that and headwear on the floor of Congress as something, a problem. But I think that everybody understands that that is how America looks now.
Blois, anything new on the homeless encampment here in Minneapolis?
You know, I know you're going to have Mayor Fry on. They had a meeting last night that sounds contentious from the news reports. They're moving folks out today or out this week, and they're moving them into temporary housing. One of the big pieces, the controversy is that the temporary housing is going to be, drug free. And obviously, drug addiction is one of the main drivers of this homeless encampment. And so I think there's going to continue to be tension, and I would expect there to be tension throughout the week, if not, some sort of revolt by some of the campers that they're not going to leave or they're going to move in and cause some problems at the new temporary housing.
What's going on with the triplex plan here in Minneapolis?
The headline that I saw that was interesting was from Slate, and it said Minneapolis becomes the first major city in America that does away with single family zoning. And so on Friday, they passed the 2040 plan, which is required by the Met Council for all cities to plan. And it includes triplexes. And so on a single family lot in Minneapolis, you'll now be able to build a triplex. And the idea is to build density in so the city can handle more residents. And ultimately, that's what the city council wanted. It passed by a 12-to-1 margin, so it overwhelmingly passed. And now it's going to be interesting just how developers and contractors begin to lay out the new design for the city. But it'll take decades for everybody to see the impacts of this.
Yeah, it's a 2040 plan. Still, it does have a legal challenge, I understand.
It does, but that legal challenge had a major setback last week when the judge said that they did not show that the environmental hazards that they claimed would actually happen. So I don't know where that legal case will go, but it'll, you know, pop its head up in the next couple months.
What else are you keeping your eye on today, Blois, on this Monday?
You know, this is the week I think that Governor-elect Walz is going to start naming commissioners. And so I'm going to start working the phones here to see, you know, if there's any logical choices, any names that pop to the front of the line, because he's got to start naming his cabinet here before he is sworn in on January 7th.
Oh, by the way, our thoughts and prayers to the family of Bob Berglund today.
Yes, former agriculture secretary, congressman from Minnesota, passed away at age 90 over the weekend.
And congrats to you and your son on his first high school victory.
Well, I had nothing to do with it. It was all him. So
yeah,
his first start and his first victory versus Hermantown. And so it was a proud moment for the Olson family over the weekend.
Way to go, Dad. Been there. It's pretty cool.
So
6:27. You got the rink filled in now? Is it all iced up? You
the put rink the water is filled in, and now right? we just have to keep Maverick from jumping on it and breaking the ice. That's the challenge for the next couple of days.
Yeah, good luck to you. It's easier to control those kids than that dog you got.
I know. Trust me. He's sitting here waiting until this segment's over because he knows he gets fed as soon as this segment's over.
All right. You go feed him, Blois. I'll see you a little later.
I'll talk to you then.
Blois Olson, The Morning Take, WCCO 628 Traffic up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.